It's BBC Hereford and Worcester. It's Malcolm Boyden on a Tuesday. Tuesday, January the 23rd, if you're calendar watching, watching the calendar. We're all right, 17 minutes past 11. Now, this is another great tale. This is, they just keep coming, don't they? I don't know how we do it for the money. I don't. 30 years we're celebrating. 30 years of making a difference to the youngsters of Evesham. I'm talking about the Phoenix Theatre Company. 30 years they've been going. And the idea is just to give youngsters around Evesham Way a bit of confidence, the chance to perform, to express themselves on the stage. Now, a Worcestershire actor is returning to the Phoenix to direct their next production after he was in it as a teenager. And the production is... This will give you a clue.
To what?
To what?
We're off to see the wizard. Wizard of Oz.
Oliver?
We hear he is the wizard, if ever a wizard there was. If ever a wizard there was, the Wizard of Oz is one because
of the wonderful things he does. And they do wonderful things at the Phoenix. Of course, it's Wizard of Oz. And the actor I'm talking about is Scott Harrington from Peopleton. He joins us now. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Malcolm.
I think this is great. Tell us about the theatre group.
Phoenix Theatre Group has been running for over 30 years. I'm 27 this year, and we just like to give kids the confidence to get up on stage and have a good time and perform.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter whether they've done it before or not, does it?
No, we accept everybody.
That's brilliant. And I like this because you're now directing The Wizard of Oz, and you were in it as a teenager yourself with the same group, yeah?
Yes, I've gone from being a thespian to a director, Malk.
You have. Tell us what you played in The Wizard of Oz back in the day. Listen to me, back in the day, that'll age you.
8 years ago when the group last did The Wizard of Oz, I was the Cowardly Lion.
Yeah. Can you do a Cowardly Lion for me, Scott, just as a matter of interest?
Put him up, put him up. I haven't got any courage at all.
That's beautiful. What do you remember about that performance?
I just had such a great experience in that particular show. I mean, I'd done shows with the group in the past before, but this particular role was just a really special one for me. It really stayed with me. I've been in three productions already of Wizard of Oz, but that one really stayed with me.
And because you were allowed to perform on the stage in Evesham, you went on to become an actor. You've even been in the World War One, famously, the World War One film 1917. So you've made a career out of it, Scott.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's really, really mad to think of what I've been doing since I left the group. But it's also really, really nice to come back. It's like coming back home, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not about everybody becoming an actor, taking up acting professionally, just as long as they're given a chance to, well, improve confidence and perform and have a great time as well, because it is good fun.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fantastic that we have these drama groups and drama as a school subject, because you may not want to pursue it, but it's just really great for confidence building.
What's the difference between acting in it and directing it? Are you going to find it a little bit, I don't know, strange, because you're not in front of the stage, you're the other side?
Well, you know, as much as I would love to play the Cowardly Lion again, you know, this is the thing about a local drama group, is you need new blood and new people coming over the years. So it'll be really exciting to, you know, direct the next generation and watch them do their take on it, maybe somewhat different to how we did it last time. I mean, for example, the way I'm planning to structure it is I've selected the Royal Shakespeare Company's script, which is the traditional Wizard of Oz that we all know and love, but it's got lots of new fantastic songs in addition to all our favourite songs from the classic movie, plus lots of additional characters that weren't in the movie. So this gives the kids a chance to play as many different characters available. If they're not playing maybe one of the main characters, there's still a good handful of some other fantastic characters to play.
And the important thing is this, auditions are about to begin, so this is up for grabs for anybody who wishes to do it, yeah?
This is for anyone between the ages of 11 and 21.
Yep.
And we're at the Henrikian in Evesham, formerly known as Evesham Arts Centre. It's next to Prince Henry's High School. And it's on the 25th of February, 11 a.m. till 5:30 p.m. We've got a workshop and then the main auditions. And we're allowing the kids to audition for a maximum of 2 characters.
Yeah.
Because this will make casting challenging for us. We like a challenge. And we're open to the, you know, obviously we've got the male characters like Scarecrow, Tin Man and Lion, but we're happy to see them played by male or female. Again, with the wizard as well, you know, yeah. Male or female, we're quite open.
Yeah.
We need to find a good Dorothy as well, someone who can carry the show as the main character, who can sing and dance to a good Kansas accent. We want to find a Scarecrow and Tin Man who are obviously both going to sing and dance and be very physical, particularly the Tin Man who does a good dance in the show. And obviously the Cowardly Lion, we want somebody to sound like Bert Lahr in the movie, you know, like I've just demonstrated before. And we want a witch as well, you know, a good witch cackle, like Mrs. Cackle in your very own Last Chance Saloon, Mal.
That's it.
And lots of other characters as well to be cast on the day. I mean, we're also letting some of our younger, smaller members of the group audition for the animal characters. So there's no lines to prepare, but we want to see somebody act like a dog, as Toto, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, as much as I'd love Earl, the singing dog, to take part, Malcolm, you know, available to hear on Mondays and Fridays, Malcolm's sports show, Earl wasn't available, so we need a performing dog as Toto. And we also need somebody to play Nico the monkey. The witch's henchman.
And what would you say, finally, Scott, what would you say to young people who have heard this now, or parents of young people that have heard this now, who might be considering doing something like this? What would you say? How would you encourage them to come forward and just have a bit of a fun time and audition?
I mean, I could go on and on with all the sorts of reasons, but I suppose the simplest answer I'd give is you really, really won't regret it. It's a great group. We're a big family. And, you know, once you join us, you know, you're with us for life. I mean, look at me. I've just come back to direct.
Well, it's between the ages of 11 and 21. It's the 25th of February. Where did you say the auditions were taking place again? That's the only bit I didn't get.
Oh, I'm sorry, Malcolm. It's the Henrikian.
Yeah.
Formerly known as Evesham Art Centre.
Yeah.
It's next to Prince Henry's High School.
Got it. Nothing to be apologetic about. It's just I wasn't writing quickly enough. That's all. But I've got it.
You can also get in touch with us on a website, phoenixtheatregroup.co.uk. All the audition pieces and backing tracks are on there.
Wonderful.
And you can also, any other queries or questions you might have about Wizard of Oz, we have a new email address set up specifically for the show. It's WOZ in capitals, 2024. @phoenixtheatregroup.co.uk.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with it, Scott. Thank you so much for coming on, and carry on making a difference to the young kids in Evesham. Well done.
Thank you so much for having me on, Malcolm.
Not at all. That's Scott Harrington. He was in one of these shows and now he's a professional actor. And it's not just about that. As we said, it's just about giving children the confidence to perform and having a great time.